Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Coinbase launching institutional products. We'll talk about IBM and Stellar's partnership tightening by launching their own token. And we'll talk about HTC's plans to release a decentralized phone, a cryptocurrency phone. So let's jump right into this first news story. We are talking about Coinbase, pretty much the biggest crypto exchange in the world. And what Coinbase is trying to do slowly but surely is to kind of build the next wave of institutional products for the crypto space. Cryptocurrencies, and especially Coinbase, has an interesting position in the market. They are the cryptocurrency exchange with, in my opinion, the best user experience. So they kind of tend to pull very interested users first. And that's how, you can find this a little bit out by checking, for example, the app rankings during the bull run times, where you can see that Coinbase's app is actually ranking towards number one and always in the top 10. And when Bitcoin is running, so it just shows that the application is working really well. Now, Coinbase's bigger strategy, obviously, is the bigger money probably will be in institutional money. Now, Coinbase has made around $1 billion in revenue last year. And this is, of course, just kind of the tip of the iceberg. Coinbase wants to get more into the institutional area. And they are kind of saying, or actually launching today, 2 to 3 new products. They are calling it Coinbase Custody, Coinbase Markets, and Coinbase Prime. Now, we will have a quick look at all of these three products right away. So Coinbase Custody to launch in partnership with SEC-regulated broker-dealer. We have leveraged our experience safely storing more than $20 billion of cryptocurrency to create Coinbase Custody, the most secure crypto storage solution available. In partnership with an SEC-regulated broker-dealer, Coinbase Custody is proud to offer a service that couples Coinbase's cryptocurrency security excellence with third-party auditing and financial reporting validation that operates at the high standard of an SEC-regulated custodial broker-dealer. Now, this is really interesting. And you can see here for the podcast listeners, we're currently looking at the launch partners and their autonomous partners, Boost VC, Metastable, Polychain Capital, ScaleUp Capital, Walden Bridge Capital, and Multicoin Capital as well. So these are some of the partners that they are launching this with. Very interesting, but of course the main part of the news here is that they are in partnership with SEC regulated broker dealers, so they are all regulated, so people are actually not kind of shying away from using that kind of product. Coinbase is in an interesting position to capitalize on kind of their number one spot in the cryptocurrency space when it comes to exchanges, and that obviously opens a lot of doors for them. Another big advantage of them is that I think they're based in San Francisco, so they have kind of, by being in the US, they have closer kind of roads to the SEC and can actually talk to people in the SEC much more easily by complying with US law. So that's the first product. The second product is called Coinbase Markets. And they're saying, we intend to continue developing this electronic marketplace known as Coinbase Markets by opening a new engineering office in Chicago and cementing Coinbase as the leading cryptocurrency exchange. Coinbase Markets provides a centralized pool of liquidity for all Coinbase products. Over the course of the year, Coinbase Markets will introduce new features like low latency performance on-premise data center co-location services, institutional connectivity and access and settlement and clearing services. These additions will allow for a more efficient price discovery process to occur, creating tighter markets, deeper liquidity, and increased certainty of execution. Now, this of course is very interesting for, let's say, if you're a family office, if you're a hedge fund, if you're kind of in the financial area and want to dabble into cryptocurrency space, because let's say your clients or your customers have asked you to kind of invest parts of their portfolios into crypto, this is exactly what will help them to kind of connect to the crypto markets in a safe and secure way. So Coinbase is really planting itself to become kind of the number one infrastructure when it comes to cryptocurrency trading as well. And that's super important. If they are like the number one connector or connecting to these different hubs, then this will be a huge deal. Now, the last and third product is Coinbase Prime. They're saying, we're also excited to announce the launch of Coinbase Prime, a new platform designed specifically to provide a suite of tools and services that institutional investors rely on when trading cryptocurrency. So now they're diving into the more practical area. Over the course of the year, we intend to offer lending and margin financing products to qualified clients, high-touch and low-touch execution services like over-the-counter trading and algorithmic orders and new market data and research products. Now, currently, for example, when you're a hedge fund, you have quants, or you're working with quants or with different companies, and they can kind of connect directly to, let's say, stock exchanges or derivative products. For cryptocurrencies, this actually doesn't exist. So Coinbase is kind of launching with this Coinbase Prime, launching kind of their version of Bloomberg, I want to say, almost with a twist, obviously with a technological twist even, where they are trying to really lure in the institutional investors that want to do OTC trading, they want to do algorithmic or like automated trading and all of these things. So this is really kind of the Bloomberg play here by Coinbase. All in all, very, very good news, because this is exactly the news you want to hear when you're talking about institutional investors. This will bring institutional investors in for sure. Now, this is really good news for Coinbase as well. I mean, this just positions them not only in the retail space, but also in the institutional space. So this is quite an interesting partnership. Now, the question is more of, will Coinbase be able to kind of cement their position as the number one, or will there be another competition coming? I mean, it could very well be that, for example, a company like Binance or Bittrex or Kraken come into this space and announce that they want to support institutional investors as well. Then it's actually, then it starts to get really, really interesting, because then innovation is asked from the companies. We have actually here opened here Coinbase Prime, so you can kind of create an institutional account for the podcast listeners here. And if you're an individual, obviously you would get linked to GDAX. I'm assuming it's kind of the a very similar view such as GDAX, but with a few more options and probably with a lot more strength to scale when it comes to high volume trading and all of these things. So this will be definitely interesting to check out. Next up, we have an interesting story from IBM. IBM to use Stellar for its crypto token on a public blockchain. So IBM has had a partnership with Stellar in the last year, specifically I think in autumn, around October, November. Their partnership has been announced, and they want to take it even further, which comes really interesting, because IBM announced that yes, they have a partnership with Stellar, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're only relying on Stellar and that they are also trying out Ethereum. Now here it says that they are actually issuing their first token using a public blockchain developed in partnership with carbon credit startup Viridium Labs. The Verde tokens will be issued on the Stellar blockchain and are designed to give enterprises that pollute the environment a way to offset that damage by supporting a patch of Indonesian rainforest. While carbon credits in their own right are not new, the process of tracking the full extent of one's pollution, then providing assurance that the money was actually used to replenish the environment, is both time-consuming and opaque. So this is, first of all, quite an interesting use case, because I mean I've looked at Viridium Labs a little bit. We can kind of look here for the podcast listeners. We are currently on Viridium.io, the natural capital marketplace. So Viridium Labs is kind of a token or ecosystem where you can offset carbon, accounting, offsetting into a solution that can be seamlessly integrated into enterprise consumer transaction using blockchain technology. So carbon dioxide offsetting through a token. that is kind of automated. They also have kind of a credit card or a debit card that you can use, and the cashback is actually, well, you can kind of receive Verde tokens as a cashback, and automatically all of the payments that you're doing will be carbon dioxide offsetted. So this is really interesting in terms of a use case. So both Viridium's founding partners have worked with like different big companies, and the coalition partners, obviously Stellar, IBM, and so on. Now, why is IBM doing this? Could be multiple things. First of all, IBM needs to try crypto or rather blockchain projects in the wild and in production. Talking about blockchain is one thing, but if you have a lot of customers knocking on your doors and actually wanting to do big scale blockchain projects, you kind of need to have the expertise to launch these things. Now, this is kind of a approach where they can, with a fairly interesting way, try out the Stellar blockchain, try out the technology, try out how it will behave in the markets, and at the same time create kind of a use case for future customers. So if I'm a big customer, let's say I'm Shell or Enron or whoever, I can knock on their door and we'll just ask them, well, IBM, I want to do XYZ, can you help me? And then they will say, yeah, sure, we have actually a use case for this specific blockchain project. So this is probably one of the things that they are trying to do here. It could also be that the Stellar and IBM partnership is actually deeper than we thought. Could very well be that IBM wants to get deeper into the whole Stellar blockchain technology. As you know, Stellar in general is an open source project. We have actually written an in-depth report about Stellar, and I think it's fairly an interesting cryptocurrency project. So if you're not signed up on BlueAlpineResearch.com, make sure to do so and download the Stellar in-depth fundamental analysis. So we will actually update the research soon with information such as these. Last but not least, we have an interesting story which kind of connects to the story from Huawei that we've had a couple of days back. HTC plans to ship a blockchain phone this year. So the Taiwanese electronics maker on Tuesday unveiled the Genesis smartphone, which would serve as both a mobile connecting point to the world of decentralized networks and a storage device for those who want to carry their crypto in their pocket. So they want to launch a mobile phone that kind of is primed to be able to install different D apps, and they will also offer a wallet that is integrated directly, and as well offer some identification solutions, because the argument by the kind of the HTC founder or creator Phil Chen is actually basically saying, look, you have a smartphone with you at all times. Crypto is by nature decentralized, so it kind of makes sense that everyone holds his own keys with a thing like a smartphone that you have always on you. You can also install decentralized applications, and also what Chen has also announced, which is really, really interesting, is essentially that they want to offer they want to give data back to the user. So they want that the user has full control over his or her data that is created and used by the mobile phone. So this is kind of the entire vision. Now, how much of this will be actually created by HTC, how much will be bought in, how much will be kind of used, is up for discussion. We will get more details towards the end of the year. There will be a pre-sale offering this mobile phone for Ethereum or Bitcoin to buy. And what I think for what is really relevant for you as an investor is essentially, first of all, watch the dApps episode on Blue Alpine TV. Just go back on the YouTube channel or the podcast and just give it a listen, because I think that's the essential part here. the apps will become something like the App Store. And the question is which the apps will succeed, and depending on that, which platform will succeed. And if you are invested into that platform, you might as well ride that wave when, for example, HTC or other phone manufacturers start kind of creating these decentralized app stores that are installed already on the phone, where you can install these D apps. The killer D application will come for sure. The question is just which one will it be and what kind of use case will it be? I think the use case of phones such as this one is fairly interesting, because I believe that phones can be used as identification, as payment, as all of these things, as entertainment, which is already kind of the case. But as far as I know, I can still not use my phone as my passport when I'm traveling, for example. I still have to use a physical passport, which makes sense at this stage. But I believe in 5, 10, 15 years, we will see that the identity part is also a big important part. Now, here again, as an investor, think about which identity crypto projects do you know? Just one example is Civic, for example. They are doing a lot of things in the identity space. There is also, I think, a startup project called The Key as well, and they are also doing identity things. So this is exactly the kind of the stuff and the processes you have to think about when you're investing into different crypto projects. Do you believe that, for example, passports will become kind of will fusion together with mobile phones and kind of become one? And then the question is, will HTC build this technology in-house? Do they really have the expertise, or will they just buy or work together with Civic or with these D app stores to kind of build it into the mobile phone, then offer it to their users? So this is kind of the interesting part that I think for you as an investor will be quite relevant. Chen is also saying, right now we're talking to Ethereum, Dfinity, and we want to run their clients to optimize for nodes. We want to be the Switzerland for all protocols, Ethereum, etc. So the phone can do 20 to 30% of it in terms of verifying. So they're kind of looking at Ethereum, Dfinity, and all of these things to kind of implement the whole smart contracts part as well. And he believes that the mobile phone will become kind of the thing when it comes to blockchain. Could very well be that this will be the killer crypto application in form of hardware. We don't know, and we're still waiting for that major winner product or service, and this could very well be one of those. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's very exciting episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I will share some analysis in there pretty soon. Make sure you're in there. It's free. And I will see you tomorrow on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.